This is The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
I'm Amy Holmes. Now, Andrea, you know, I remember when I went back to school, the flu was just something you kind of put up with, right?
You remember school?
You got the sniffles, a sore throat. But it seems like this year it's being taken far more seriously with swine flu that could be a much more dangerous epidemic. With us to discuss this is Dr. Maria Simbra. She is a medical journalist for KDKA. TV in Pittsburgh. Doctor, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So why is the flu this year so different?
Right. Well, you know, flu season is just months away. And the new element, as you mentioned, this year is the H1N1 or swine flu. So as they do in public health, they're preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best. So right now they're looking at the Southern Hemisphere very closely because it's flu season there right now. So places like Australia, India, they're watching how the virus is spreading, how the illness behaves, and taking precautions. I saw some reports of school closings in India. You know, you're talking about school just a moment ago. And, you know, they want to prevent the spread of H1N1 through the schools. There is a concern that perhaps the virus will mutate over the summer and become a deadlier strain in the fall. But we haven't seen any evidence of that happening. And there was a report just this past week in the Journal of the American Medical Association showing that they were looking at pandemics all the way back to the 16th century. And most of the time, that is not the pattern. There is not this resurgence in the fall. Also, they've been looking at the virus itself. There's news yesterday that the virus apparently isn't very sticky, so it doesn't attach to the insides of your respiratory systems very easily. Which explains why we're seeing little bursts of outbreaks here and there, but no sustained transmission.
So, Doctor, you're saying they. Are we talking about the CDC? Who is they?
Researchers are looking at the virus. Public health officials are watching the epidemiology. So the CDC, the World Health Organization, they're watching the patterns.
So what does this mean to parents who are listening to this broadcast right now who are sending their kids off to school? Should they be concerned, worried? I mean, this is a lot of scary talk.
Right. Yeah. You know, because children are known to be spreaders of the flu, they are going to be a target group for immunization against the swine flu. So they are looking at doing in-school vaccination programs. You can imagine this would be a very large undertaking. The Associated Press did a review of swine flu planning, and they estimate this would involve 3 million students. And just thinking about the logistics, it's going to be quite complex. You're going to need permission slips for all the kids. You're going to have healthcare professionals watching the kids for reactions. There's a question of whether parents need to be present during the immunizations. So these are things that each school district will have to work out.
So if you're a parent and you've been hearing about H1N1 swine flu, what symptoms, really quickly, top three, mm-hmm. should you be looking for?
Sure. Fever, cough, and shortness of breath have been the most prominent symptoms in people who have been hospitalized with this. Early on, the first few cases, there was prominent nausea and vomiting, but we haven't seen that so much in the United States. Also, fever is another symptom to watch for.
So is your takeaway that this is something that, you know, we'll have flu this fall? Parents, don't be worried. Just get your kids vaccinated.
It is definitely a concern. I think most people are saying that we are going to see H1N1 this flu season. Vaccines are in development. They should be available in mid-October.
Thank you, Doctor. Unfortunately, there's the music. We got to go. Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.